Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. So today we want to talk about being seen. Huda has started college and has a bunch of assignments. She had an assignment for an English class, which was based off of an article about punk rock. This is my music genre of choice. We were talking about this assignment, and the article is written by an African-American man who's very into punk rock music, and he's into the scene, but he's grappling with racism in the punk rock community and how he doesn't feel seen or accepted or part of this community of outsiders that is supposed to be the place where he feels a part of it. The prompt for the writing assignment was to write about a time when someone didn't see you, but you wanted to be seen by them. And so Huda and I are talking about this and talking about what does it mean to be seen. And there was this example of there was a time that we were testing out some new headphones. And it was Huda and Sarah, her little sister, and me. And Sarah picked music to play for me on these headphones. And she picks Edith Piaf. And it had been years since I had talked about liking Edith Piaf, but here Sarah is pulling up my favorite Edith Piaf song. And then Huda pulled up The Clash. So I felt seen. And as we're talking, this expression comes over Huda's face because...
because I misunderstand the prompt first. The words, like, I know what they mean, but, like, the context of the words, it's really, like, confused me, so I wrote something different, and then I run and I said, oh, I have to write it again.
Yes, because at this point it's 10 p.m. assignment due at midnight, visit over, Huda's off to rewrite her assignment. And you wrote about a particular situation that happened recently.
When my mom and I were in the grocery store, we saw someone who was looking at us, and first we just say maybe he just, like, we took his card because it was outside. So I went to him and I asked him, did I take your card? He said, no. And then he said, I hate you. Then we realized there's something wrong with him. My mom, she told me, just, like, ignore him and just let's keep going. Then we saw him, but, like, he was not close to us. Like, there's, like, distance, but we could see each other. And he made his fingers, like, gone and pointed toward us. My mom, when she saw that, she really scared because we left my sister and my little brother in the car. We went to the cashier and we told her what happened. So she sent an employee with us to just make sure we are safe. He saw the guy with us, then he just left. But it was really something scared us and really made me sad.
And you had really wanted in the moment to say something to the guy. You took the opportunity in this assignment to say something to him. And what was that?
To the man in the store. I want you to see who we are. I want you to see we play, we cry, we laugh. We have friends from different religion and friends without religion. We're not wearing hijab because we want to show him we are hate people or we do something bad. We do, like, everything as normal people and we don't hate people. And maybe we love people more than him because we never show hate to people and we never hurt people. Don't look at us as you receive the bad image of the Muslims. Look at us who we are, how much we are love people, not how much we are hate people.
From here, we ask you to see our hearts.
من هنا نسألكم أن تروا ما في قلوبنا.